Well, there's a concern about the process of how these earmarks and how these budget items get in there without sometimes without a lot of deliberation, sometimes with even when the department that's supposedly getting the money doesn't even request it or want it. And what we talked about today was the $13 million that was slipped into the Navy budget for basically a tourist attraction in New York. And whether or not that's a good idea to fund, the way they went about funding it, I think is inappropriate. And I think that we've got to get away from these earmarks, that we have to go through a deliberative budget process. We've certainly seen in every level of government where budgets are, you see these items of pork or turkey, whatever you want to call it, items of waste. And the national debt has grown and grown. And we've got to find a way of getting it under control. And a way that we can start is by getting the earmarking process under control.
And you say that Congressman Bill Young got $120,000 in contributions in return for boosting tourism in New York, as you mentioned. New York real estate tycoon Zachary Fisher led the efforts to raise these funds.
Well, there's a connection. It's been detailed in news reports that, you know, the campaign contributions were made after the earmarking process happened. And, you know, I'm not saying there's a quid pro quo there, but I think most people look at it and are curious about the connection there. And again, I think we should just have to distance the funding process from the campaign process. And that's what we're talking about.
You also mentioned that there's a formula for Young's corrupting behavior. The larger the budget earmark, the higher the contributions. And for every $1 million in tax money that Young has doled out, he receives an average of $7,836 to his campaign coming in. You say that Congressman Young's behavior is disgraceful and disqualifying and completely out of step with the people of Pinellas County. Why do you feel that way?
Well, again, I think that, you know, too many times we've seen where you have a campaign contribution tied to something that happens in government, and people are tired of it. And again, we've got to separate campaigns from the appropriations process, and contributors shouldn't be able to get that kind of access to the taxpayers' dollars. And we've got to rein this thing in. And you know, if you take the behavior of people like the congressman who brag about the pork they put in, and you multiply that across 535 members, it starts to give you an idea of why our federal budget's the way it is.
Bill Young has not yet announced whether he's going to run for re-election, but you are running for that seat. How do you think this 10-count indictment will affect the voters?
Well, I think that a lot of people don't know the incumbent very well. And, you know, just learning a little bit about this process, this earmarking process, and the obvious connection there, I think when people see that, they're gonna again, at the very least, they're gonna raise their eyebrows and start to ask more questions. And you know, we'll have plenty of time for that throughout the campaign. If again, like you say, if he decides to run.